Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday. It's 8. Ooh, boy, we were running late all morning. But not too late to get to our girlfriend, Annie. She is the queen of the Bay Club, and we've been doing a check-in with her a couple times a week in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. I got to say, I'm definitely looking forward to the holiday weekend. I know that a lot of us are working from home, but I still feel like just a break and a breather is going to be a really nice thing.
I agree. I'm looking forward to the extra day off for sure, and I think the kids are as well.
Right. And I think Vinny had reported that a lot of people are just going to get in there, not like past years, but that's going to be the new way to travel as we start moving into summer and some of the restrictions are eased. It's going to be by car.
Absolutely. I mean, I think car travel is tops. It definitely feels like it's controllable. It's a little bit safer. You know, as we all look towards, you know, what works for us.
Right.
I can tell you that in our crew, it was a where can we drive to thought process versus let's hop on a plane. And, you know, I'm sure some people are like, no, please get me on a plane if I want to get out of here. But there's, it's going to be interesting to see how everybody decides in their own time to figure out what does it look like now to go into phase two and phase three.
It's true. That's, you know, everyone has their own idea of, well, and some people are desperate to get out and other people are like, no, this is working. Kind of want to stay where we're at. So it's going to be kind of a case by case basis.
I do think that I've jumped back and forth between there's some bright sides to this and, oh my God, this is awful. And I'm okay. I get it. That's sort of the reality is you can have moments where this seems good. And you can also have moments where you go, I'm losing my mind. I'm completely losing my mind. I got to get out of here. One of the problems I know that you guys are probably dealing with at the Bay Club, Annie, as many people go to the Bay Club because that is their happy place, is when can we get back to some use? And I know a lot of people are looking at like summer and saying, what am I going to do with this kid? I already had like more kid than I could deal with leading into summer. And now summer camps are closed and I don't know what's available via the Bay Club, but I'm looking at some stuff online right now where they're saying that may be the trend for this summer is summer camps online. And I don't know what you guys think about that, but
yeah, tell us what the Bay Club's plans are this summer.
You know, we're working on implementing what, you know, as our Governor Newsom put out in his overall plan, these groups, stable groups of 12 children, and to be able to do that for camps, as it's called up for camps and childcare. And so what we're really working on is how do we implement that in a safe way, right? How do you make sure that it's the same person that's with the kids? What do the time frames look like? I think outdoors, and, you know, really focus on how do you implement the outdoors. I don't know about you guys. I'm feeling much safer outside in places that aren't my home than I am inside someplace that isn't my home right now. And so we've been working a lot on that. And how do you use creative spaces, right? Like take Stone Tree, for example, and, you know, being able to use, you know, the golf course as a part of, you know, if there's golfers going out in the morning, do we take some of it in the afternoon to be able to do family activities and be able to implement some of the, you know, camp programming there? Or what? How do you take a tennis court, right, 7,000 square feet, split it in two and have, you know, different groups on that? So we're trying to get real creative, and I think a lot of people are. You know, I know a lot of the, you know, swim schools and other places like us are looking at how do we, you know, take care of kids, but also do it in a way that the parents will feel like it's a safe space. And that's going to be different for every parent, right? That, you know,
right.
There's going to be some that say, yes, please, and I want my kid to get outside and exercise. You know, I can tell you this week, my oldest is back at baseball practice. So,
really?
You know,
for him.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's very exciting, and I feel safe with that. It's like outdoors at a park, and there's 10 kids, and they're practicing. So we're taking a page from the, you know, go slow, be safe, but we know that there's a need, you know, for kids to get out of the house and get some energy out, and how can we help with that?
Well, and Bay Clubs are, so some camps, some clinic type stuff, opening June 1st, safety protocols in place. You can join this conversation at RadioAlice.com or at BayClubs.com. Annie, it is always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the check-in.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Annie.
Bye.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, I do think that a lot of parents, while they're in a position of total love and devotion, also find themselves saying, I need a break. I got to have a break. I'm working. I've got a kid
underfoot.
I got
to go to work
at all
times. Exactly, right.
I told you my little brother built his office in the garage because his kid kept coming into the room where he was working from home and saying, can you play with me? And by the 20th time, he's like, I'm breaking this kid's heart too many times a day, and I can't take it.
Right.
Forget like the kid can't take it. I can't. So now he leaves the house like, bye, everyone, and goes into his own garage just to hide and like deal.
That's, it's a great way to solve the problem. I mean, it is true. If you've got to sit there for 8 hours and get your work done, it's damn near impossible. And a little kid, you can't really explain it to them. They don't get, like, you know, really Hulk baby's going to understand that.
Nope.
I'm sitting here trying to work. I'm trying to, you know, keep this roof over your head.
Right. They don't.
It's tough. So, people are in a hard spot.
The Bay Club and other places that will be able to provide those breaks. And by the way, the article I mentioned when we were talking to Annie is online. It's about summer camps canceled due to coronavirus. But here's what parents can do. And there's just a bunch of different suggestions about online camps that are available, and there are different prices and different sort of focuses.
At the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, so send it to Bryn. Brynny's in charge.
Will do. So let me get to a few news stories, and this is one of the headlines I wanted to repeat from my first news break. Bay Area coronavirus hospitalizations hit key milestone, down more than half from the peak. This is in today's Chronicle.
Great.
As they're saying, it looks like we're doing a good job.
Good.
What do they say? Flattening the curve and keeping people from being in the hospital. It's worked. So we need to keep it up, but we're on the right track. And it's nice to hear that, because I think everybody feels like they need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I also wanted to repeat, Moderna has shown promising results in their human trials for a vaccine. And Moderna, based on this news, you saw the stock market bounce up yesterday. So it's a real positive thing that they're saying the next round of testing begins now, and that trials, if they continue to go well, we could see a vaccine by the end of this year. And that's really
Imagine
good
that.
News.
That'd be huge. Oh, God. Just to feel like you were protected from it and to be able to go back out. Oy.
Buffets used to be a thing that I loved. And I'm a germaphobe, and yet I used to be a pretty broke dude. And buffets were a place you could go with $10 and eat. You could fill your whole body
fill
up.
Fill your belly, right.
All the way up. 65% of people say, even when the pandemic's over, they are not eating a buffet again. You can forget it. So I don't
know. They're always dicey to begin with. You know,
yes,
a lot of
agreed.
How long has that been sitting? Has stuff been set on top of it? It's, you know, there's how many people are all using the same spoon. That guy seems sick. I don't want to. I think some stuff's going to change.
I don't know what's going to happen to, you know, one of my regular stops on the way home from the city is the Whole Foods in, I think that's considered Cupertino. It's off Stevens Creek, but it's one of my favorite places to go eat lunch, and I would eat, I guess that's a buffet, right?
Sure. Yep. Well, if they're packing up the food for you, I feel like that's different. You know how like some of those you're looking at the hot food through a glass case and they're pulling it out? On other ones, it's hot food and you're spooning it into your own thing.
That's
and they just
what
weigh
I
that.
Used to eat at almost every day. So yeah. That's a buffet. And
yep,
I guess
absolutely.
That's going to, I don't know how that's going to go, but I ate there all the time.
I think they could solve that by putting glass on the front and having a single person who's handling the stuff and
maybe
hopefully isn't sick.
Maybe
spooning it out for you. It's the only,
there's no
I,
doubt.
I just can't even pick any other way.
In that particular location and having shown up with my little box and I'm looking around, I've seen plenty of people reach in with their hands and take a bite.
Yep.
Pick something out of there, put it in their mouth, and keep walking. Like, what?
You gonna stop me? Where's your evidence?
So it's definitely something I'm gonna have to change going forward because I'm just realizing I regularly ate at a buffet. Still, to this day. Yikes. Well,
you know, there's something different every day, you know. And then there's the steak, there's the mac and cheese. They have good mac and cheese there.
Solid, yeah.
Yeah.
There are thousands of breweries in the United States and around the world, and all of them make something known as an IPA. Yeah. I never had an IPA. I haven't had a drink in over 16 years, but they're saying here this is a hoppy beer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, do you like IPAs?
I do. India Pale Ale.
Okay.
I like it hoppy. Like some people, you know, like, I don't know, Sierra Nevada is fine, but if, like, there's this place down the street from me that has a couple, like, on tap, like local brewery stuff, I'm always like, what's the hoppiest?
What's a regular beer? A lager?
I don't know.
I think
so.
That's all I ever
Pilsen,
had. All
lager?
This,
I don't really know.
All this new beer.
Didn't we
thing
just have this
me.
Conversation? What is Budweiser?
I think it's a lager.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
And then that's
anyway.
It. Yeah. That's
less
like the
than
main
half
beers
of people who loved craft who love craft beer actually like IPAs. Every company seems to make one, and what this story is basically saying is people don't like them.
Oh, it's crazy. I love them. It's the only. It's you know. I'll drink a regular beer. I'll have a Corona. That's fine. But I just if I'm gonna pick, I want Deschutes.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Deschutes is your brand?
Yeah, and there, but you know, even I have my limit on hops. Like my friend Joe is just like, I think it was like, you know how at the supermarket you can buy like an individual larger can?
Oh, sure.
And they'll have like a craft beer section and they'll be like the ultra IPAs, the hoppy, super hoppy. And so we'll buy them some of those, like they have skulls on them and I don't know, deadly hops.
Oh, just
something.
Different stuff to try for him?
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
the three styles of craft beer that people like the most are clean and crisp, fruity, and dark.
Oh.
And the ones they don't like, bitter, sour or tart, and cloudy.
What's a Hefeweizen? That's like a wheat beer, right?
I don't know.
That's kind of cloudy.
I can't believe it, but I'm out of time. I will read all your texts on the other side of these messages.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.